All right, welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of Bitcoin and health. These micro podcasts are about 10 minutes long, which is the same amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. This block is sponsored by Zaps that we receive on Nostr. And I hope that this episode or this block is informative and helpful for you. The goal is for this to actually help you feel more empowered to take responsibility for your health. Or to have a different perspective about your health. Because I think we're all on the journey of health, and I want to contribute to the positive conversation of how do we improve our own health, and how can we, you know, do our best to share the cheat codes we know so that we can help other people get healthy. And doing block talks is how I study Bitcoin and health. It's a big way that I use to sort of sharpen my ability to explain concepts related to health and Bitcoin with family, friends, and clients. And it's also a way for me to pass knowledge down to my daughter when she's ready to learn about Bitcoin and health. So that's my motivation for doing this. If you have a perspective to share or you have questions about anything that I'm saying, please use Nostr to comment on this block, or you can DM me. And if you got value from this, please consider zapping Block Talks, some sats on Nostr. I'm talking a lot about Nostr. I'm going to do a whole block talk about Nostr. If you haven't heard of it, check it out. It's pretty awesome. It's like social media without the algorithm, so it doesn't hack you. You get to choose the content you consume, and there's no ulterior motive. So in block talk number two, I'm going to introduce health. Current Bitcoin block height is 876,488. Network hash rate is at 711 exahashes per second, and Moscow time is 1043. Let's get to it. So, health. That's a big word. I think it's a word a lot of people use or have heard, but I think a lot of people actually misunderstand health. I just think in general there's a lot of misunderstandings. I spent my whole professional career in health, musculoskeletal health. So I was I'm trained as a physical therapist, and I spent some time there at the start. But I want to keep these broad, and then I'll go into kind of individual very focused topics from time to time in certain blocks. But with every health episode, I want there to be a key takeaway that people can immediately apply. So there will be one of those in every single episode or every single block. I got to get used to saying that terminology. Every single block that is on the topic of health will have a practical takeaway at the end. So stay tuned for that at the end. So I think let's start with a framework. My favorite framework for health is the six pillars. So I'm just going to open with that, open this conversation, open any feedback that people have to say. And the six pillars are basically a way to compartmentalize health into different areas. And each area is sort of interdependent on all the other areas. So you can't just ignore one and try and optimize five, because you're going to be missing something critical. So every one of them is just as important as the others, and they all affect each other. So even though it's not this isolated framework, I think for me, it helps me look at different areas of how I'm living and sort of compartmentalize where I want to focus at any given point in time. So the six pillars are movement, that's sort of your physical health. Mind is number two, that's your mental health. Food, number three. Sleep is number four. Community is number five, and money is number six. So movement, mind, food, sleep, community, and money. And to me, this encompasses a complete framework when it comes to trying to understand different elements related to my health. And we're going to do tons of blocks in future that are related to each individual pillar and different elements of that pillar. So we'll explore the pillars in future blocks, but I think understanding that, you know, if this is the first time you've ever heard of the six pillars, sort of thinking through, okay, if someone asks you, what is health? How do you answer that question? And if someone says, what are the different areas of health? What would you say? And to me, my best answer is the six pillars. And I think if we zoom out, I want to talk about some fundamental truths or assumptions that I make about health. Because it'll make the rest of sort of my view on a lot of these things make a little bit more sort of cohesive sense, some of the base assumptions I'm making. And the first one is that great health being in great health is the natural default, meaning that this is how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be extremely healthy. Our hardware is really good, the equipment we're given. And if we run natural software, if we do natural behaviors with this body we have, it works insanely well. Like 110 years, 100 years at least, 110 years, I think is reasonable. If you just use your body for what it's supposed to be used for, and you feed your body what it's supposed to be fed, and you give your body the amount of rest it's supposed to receive, and you take care of your mind and make sure you feel connected and have a sense of community. Like if you really respect all six of those pillars. So maybe I'll just do a once over on that. So I think great health is the natural default. And you know, it's achieved over time, and consistency and patience are key. And so, for example, great health to me, if we just go back to the point of great health is the natural default, the natural way to, I don't know if this is the right spot to go into that. I'll pause that. I'll keep going on some of the notes that I had. So great health is, oh yeah, these principles, these assumptions I'm making. Great health is the natural default. I think great health is achieved over time, over a long period of time. So it's not something you can like achieve today. It's the process of working towards it, and it's achieved over time through consistency and patience. And really what I'm trying to say there is health is a low time preference endeavor. You have to adopt a long-term mindset really to achieve better health. And as a really simple way to sort of understand health, I think it's helpful to look at health as an output, as a result, as a sort of like an outcome, like what we would consider good health. And even that, there's a lot of subjectivity, right? What is good health, bad health? How are you defining these things? It's really important to really air that out. So I'll do as best I can over the course of Block Talks to make sure that we go into enough nuance and detail that we're being complete with, you know, words we're using and how we're applying them. So health is the result of natural behaviors. Right, health is the output of natural inputs, I think is the most simple principle for me, and is very, very powerful. Because if you want to improve your health, really what you have to do, if those assumptions that I just said are made, I'm really not getting far into my notes, but that's okay. Plenty of blocks to come. I'll just do these more frequently. If you are not in good health or you want to improve your health, then it really just means you're not giving your body the right inputs. You're not running the right software on your hardware. And most people, unfortunately, don't truly understand what natural software is. Like what are, if all we need to do to be healthy is to behave naturally, is to do the things that our bodies and minds are naturally evolved to do extremely well and sustainably and reliably, What are those natural things? That's a really important thing to understand, right? Like what are natural behaviors? Because these aren't taught to us. And the default in a really modern, tech-heavy, out-of-nature culture is not natural inputs. It's radically unnatural inputs. And so maybe the last nugget I'll say is I think health really is achieved by subtraction. And if you look at health as the great health as the output of natural inputs, then all we really have to do is trim the unnatural inputs, which is what causes unnatural health or disease. So trim the unnatural shit that we're not designed for, that we shouldn't be doing. Trim that first. So you delete them first, delete the unnatural ones first. And then second step is add the natural stuff, add the things that we're supposed to be doing. Because it turns out by deleting the stuff that's harming you, you're automatically going to be doing better, even before you add, you know, the natural stuff back in. So that's pretty much as far as I got today. I'm going to close it out because I don't want to go over approximately 10 minutes. So yeah, I think health is proof of work. The take home for me for this episode is one unnatural behavior to reduce would be screen time after sunset. So after the sun goes down, the amount of time you're on a screen on average, just start to reduce that amount of time, because this really restores your light inputs that you're receiving during the day back to natural settings. And it can improve a lot of things because light is a critical input. So trim away some of the screen time that you currently experience after sunset, however much or little as you want. And I'll catch you in the next block. So thanks for listening to this block talk. Stay focused, stack sats, stack health, vote with your node. Share this with others if you think it's helpful. Zap this block on Nostra if you got value. And please DM me on Nostra if you have anything to propose in terms of a topic or if you want to sponsor a block. Catch you next time.